Good morning. We are continuing here on Hilchos Shabbos Klal from learning Siman Yud Aleph. We're giving an introduction now to the second half of this siman, where the Chayyim is going to discuss weird scenarios be that it's possible to put something in the Chachila on Shabbos, something which has not been there on the fire from before Shabbos. How would it be possible to put it on the fire based on the rule that in general Nesiyah in the Chachila is Osir? And that's the question the Chayyim is dealing with. Other Chayyim, it gives us three possibilities of how one could do so. The first two are pretty much agreed upon by all shitas. Now he gives a third example. Third example is going to be actually, the Mishnah says, not like this chayadim, and we will talk about that and explain that point. The third example, he says, is a case we have an empty pot. So far, the person places it not adjacent to the Madura, to where the fire is, but further away. A person puts it on top of a kedera malaya, top of a pot, which has food inside of it. What about putting it on top of a pot, which is empty? So the person has the oven, the kira, and he wants to take a pot, empty pot, put it on the fire, and put this food on top of that, not inside it, but on top of it. Putting inside of it, it would be also, that's clearly in the scene of the Chazkilo. But putting it on top of the pot, is that mutter, say if based on the whole argument is based on the fact that what you're doing is so abnormal, it's not the way you cook normally, and therefore a person will be reminded not to mistakenly try to stoke the coals, we can make an argument that putting it on top of an empty pot is pretty strange, and therefore a person would have this hecker. If you're trying to cook it, why would you have a whole large pot between where the fire is and where your food is, even though it's empty? So that acts as a reminder the person should not come to stoke the coals. The Mishabura understands that the case of Kedera Reikonis, only thing which is mutter is chazorah, means something which is there from before Shabbos, not on any type of a blech. So it starts, for example, a person's cholin starts to dry out. There's too much heat. The person wants to pick up the cholin, insert an empty pot underneath the cholin, and put the cholin back down on top of that empty pot. So let's say a small frying pan gives you some heat. So it gives you some distance to minimize the heat, but not a lot. So it'll still be hot. You can pick it up, insert this empty pot, and put it back down. That's called chazora. But the chayyim is a case where a person not doing chazora, a person doing the sin in the chachila, and he's saying the heter of kedei rekonis of an empty pot. So the chayyim understands that the idea of kedei rekonis, empty pot, is different than the way Mr. Burr is understanding it. That's an empty pot is considered, we need the rules of chazora. So what's this argument about? The language of the source of this din, of the example which we just gave, a person's pot is starting to burn, and they want to pick up the pot, hold it in their hand, insert underneath a smaller pan, put the smaller pan over the fire, then put the larger pot, which has the food in it, on top of that. So Mishnah Berurah says it's only mutter if you have Sonei Chazorah. It was on the fire from before Shabbos. It was in a spot which is getting too hot, etc. She had to do so. But the Chayyim says you can do this, do the scene in the Chachila based on this idea. And there's a sefer called Chayarichei. It's from some Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He put out a sefer on the Chayyim, and he suggests an approach between the two opinions to understand what that is, but I just dropped the safer and it fell down. Give me a moment to open the page again. So Mishabur understands again that the Kedera Kanis acts as a way to make a group of a ketumah. So making a group of ketumah is every case of Chazara needs a group of ketumah, and still it's only permitted to have Chazara. Grufa Ketuma of Chazal was they would remove the coals, that's called Grufa Ketuma, they would cover the coals with a layer of ash, which would thereby diminish the heat which is there. And Chazal said they took away the concern that person might come to to stoke the coals. So this empty pot, it approximates that idea. Our blech, we have a metal blech on top of the fire, approximates that idea. So an empty pot is like Grupa Ketumah, and a Grupa Ketumah pot, a person is allowed to do Chazorah on, but not Nasin and Chachila. So clearly the Chayyadim is coming along and saying, no, you got it all wrong. This is a different heter totally. It's similar to putting a Keneged Amadura. It's not a normal place to cook. And therefore, you're concerned about that whether it should be a normal place to cook. It's not a normal place to cook. Therefore, the heker is there, and a person would allow to do the Nasin Chachila on this empty pot. So again, pointing out Mishabura disagrees, and the Poiskim follow Mishabura, Halakha L'maisa, that Kedei Rikonis is only going to be a heter for Chazorah, not for Nesina L'Chadchilo. I will clarify some more points about this Bessah Shem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.